Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, our brother love. You know brother love.
I do.
He's in a trailer for what seems like it's going to be a big deal on Prime Video. His music in Jogo de Corrupção. That's Prime Video Brazil has a movie called Corrupt Game about FIFA. And if you see the trailer on YouTube, you'll hear Brother Love's music. He's in foreign markets now.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations.
So again, if you can guess how to spell this, it's Jogo da Corrupção with a C that looks funny and an A that looks even funnier. All right. It's very exciting.
I have a feeling that's the exact pronunciation.
Corrupt Game in Brazil.
Yes, it sounds like you're nailing it. I feel like Hugo, maybe.
Hugo Boss?
Sure, yes. Let's move on. Brother Love, congratulations. We're moving on with our lives, though.
If you're listening to Keith and the Girl right now, perhaps someone shared this show with you. And I'm not going to let them look stupid. So subscribe now so you don't forget, because I promise you, you might, because you're about to dump your pants with laughter. The great Shalewa Sharp is here. Hello, Shalewa.
Hello. Wait, hold on. Am I supposed to make people dump their pants?
With laughter.
With laughter.
What you got for us today?
Well, I don't know if it's pants dumping worthy today, but, you know, we'll see what happens. It's a process.
I promise to at least pee a little in my pants. I feel like I can make that promise here. All right, let's see what happens. Yeah.
All right. Well, I recently peed my bed.
Okay, I'm already in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I woke up while doing it.
Oh, can we guess before you tell us the story? Were you having a dream that you were peeing? No.
No.
Okay. Did you think
finally
you were in the bathroom?
Up.
No.
Did you have no idea and suddenly you felt a little wet and you woke up?
I think it's just because I'm 50.
Don't sit 50. 50 is your bedtime.
I think that's what happens. Anything that I'm doing now that I haven't done either in an extremely long time or ever, I'm chalking up to 50.
No. See, this is how our doctors are responding to us, too. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, does that hurt? Is that not functioning now? You know how old you are, right? And I'm like, what? That's just what you're going to sit. Yeah, that's just not going to work anymore. But thank you for coming. Here's a punch card.
I'm not listening to them. I already had to meet another one of those guys. And he was just like, all right, so what is this? You just wanted to meet me? And I'm like, yeah, buddy. I just wanted to meet you before I let you look inside in any way, through my ears, through any other holes. Yeah, I kind of wanted to like know your last name first. And which is my rule for anyone looking inside or coming inside my body, got to know your last name.
Wow, anyway. You have very thick boundaries.
That's it. It's all it is last name. You don't have to have a job. I don't need to know like where you grew up. I don't need to know any of these. I just need to know a last name. Just
not even siblings.
No, I don't care about your siblings.
Sure.
I care about my sibling, just the one. Anywho,
wait, but let's go back to peeing.
To peeing in the bed. Yes, I peed my bed. I think it was a combination of this is a new mattress for me. I mean, I've had it like a year or so.
God forbid you visit somebody's house.
Well, no. Those are different ones, you know? Those are different mattresses. My body can adjust to that. And I feel like my body was just like, well, we've been here a year and we haven't really broken this bitch in. Because I also, I noticed while cleaning my mattress that there was no period blood on it. And I was like, yo, I really haven't broken in this mattress at all.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that after a year, you want to call the mattress company and go, listen, it took me a year.
No. I love the mattress. I think it's great. I think it's very comfortable. I just think it took me a little while to finally like, this is a comfortable mattress. So comfortable. I can sleep soundly, so soundly that I accidentally pee on myself.
This is either the best or the worst mattress commercial I have ever heard. Did you consider throwing out the mattress? Because I don't know how to clean pee out of a mattress.
Who throws out a mattress after
somebody
peeing on it?
Peed in it.
What?
Because you don't pee on a mattress. You pee in a mattress. There's okay. no way all of that pee is on top just waiting for you to wipe it. There's
right,
no
right, right. So you mean to tell me right now your mattress is pee-free and period blood-free? I want you to tell the truth and shame the devil. Come on now. Come on now.
Fairly new mattress. And I will look for blood, but I don't think it has pee. But I see what you mean, because if it has blood, then pee might have reached it without me knowing. I have a feeling.
I'm sorry. My name's on the title of this as well. I don't follow this at all. All right, Penda, continue.
Well,
if some blood got on it, then pee probably did. I understand what periods are. That does not fit for me.
Right. That's actually true. Yes, Keith. Thank you for correcting me. But well, I just feel like a little bit of blood does happen, but a pool of pee.
Okay. I didn't say it was a pool. Didn't I say I woke up while doing it? I was able to cut it off. Whoa! And hopped up and took care of the rest. But
okay. Okay. Yeah, so what are we talking here? Like a shot? How much pee got in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't even think a shot so much. I think here's the thing also. I'm trying to drink a lot of water. And so my body is trying to adjust to that. And I think that ultimately is what happened. It's like, yo, why aren't you awake? Huh?
Where'd you go from? No water to SeaWorld?
No.
What the fuck is this water surprising you?
Can I just shout out to all the doctors listening. This is what the fuck regular people do. We go, I peed my bed. Let's figure it out on a podcast, because if I go to the doctor, all I'll feel is old and like I have problems that are so big that not even my doctor knows how to.
Okay.
Treat it.
First of all, you sound like I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my body on this podcast. I know what went on with my body. I got too comfortable. I peed in the bed. I woke up halfway through, went, oh no, cleaned myself up, cleaned my sheets up, cleaned my mattress right. up and kept it moving. It done and done. I'm just telling y'all a funny story so you also can pee.
Right. She's saying, look,
I'm not confused at all.
Right. No, I'm 50. I have a comfortable mattress. I'm 50 right. and I'm experimenting with water.
It all makes perfect sense. Yeah. I don't understand what the problem is.
Is the experimentation over? Are we done with water?
No, we're not done with water. I mean, okay. I'm honestly, I was so surprised, because I'm usually so dehydrated, that I first was surprised that I was getting a good enough night's sleep to forget to get up when I needed to pee. And secondly, that I still had that much liquid in me that would just kind of come out. There was a lot of surprises that morning when I woke up. But, you know, it's all taken care of now. And I changed my sheets since then many times and sniffed. And I'm like, yeah, we're good. We're good.
I'm glad you were clear that you changed your sheets. I didn't even think to ask. What can I interview?
Yeah, I would like. I want people to know, since y'all trying to slander me up here on top, saying that I got to come to you for my health needs. Give me a break.
I'm slandering doctors. If anything, I'm saying we know how to diagnose ourselves because we've been doing it for so fucking long. Because
yeah,
I don't want to. I don't want to go to the doctor to get a diagnosis unless it's a tumor, apparently. So I, you know, maybe my bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but what would a doctor tell Shalewa? Like, has it happened since? No. Okay. Try not to do it. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally, yeah, that's all. That's it. So I, you know, I just thought I'd share with you. And Keith gave me that doctor moment of saying, you're fine, and sending me on my way.
Dan Marsh writes, hi y'all, I give three fucks about this email. I'd like to know you care. Thank you. Longtime listener, occasional emailer. I absolutely loved Keith saying that BTS was quote impressive. That made me so happy.
What's BTS?
Right. Okay. So we.
I know. They're friends of ours, right? I just got it. No.
Yeah. They're friends of ours. Yes.
Bridget and the Squares.
They're so happy that I found BTS. Now, okay. I'll give you a hint.
Bridget and the Squares.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Feels like just the other fucking day.
I know.
We were talking about BTS. And there was something about this BTS, whatever it stands for,
yes,
has to fight in the South Korean army. which is going to take away billions in profit from the South Korea government.
Oh, K-pop.
K-pop is the answer. We're K-pop. Looking for K-pop. Very good.
Okay. You just have to mention the North Korean army, and I know K-pop.
Right. South Korea. Correct. Big difference, but I understand.
Oh, South Korea.
Yeah. Very North Korean pop is not nearly as catchy. I'm here to tell you. It is not. It is not as good.
But you go, girl.
It probably has a lot of umbrellas that twirl. I don't know.
It is nice.
I saw that welcome show that What's His Face puts on. It's bananas.
What's this?
What's that?
They have North Korea. They have a welcome show that costs like so much money with like a million dancers in. Forget it.
About the Olympics, and there's no way it's North Korea.
No.
The North Korea welcome show.
Could we move on?
I don't want to.
Please. Cersei's laughing at me from outside.
What could it be? North Korea.
This is not even going to be over when I'm off this. He's going to ask me, what the fuck, my brain? What happened to my brain?
I'm going to Google it. North Korean. No. The welcome show.
You know,
millions.
I may have misunderstood a documentary. Could we move on?
Anyway.
He makes people perform these elaborate shows.
He makes them?
Yes, makes them.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, that's North Korea. And the welcome show.
Well, it's supposed to be nice. Like, look at all the, you know, beauty and dance we have in this place, but really they're all doing it because they're forced to complete a certain amount of hours of show because he's so into shows.
Is this that religious cult show you watched not too long ago?
You know what? Based on how you're looking at me, it could be. That's why I asked to move on. But no, let's keep going. Keith likes to dig holes.
Hi, all, says Dan Marsh, BTS, saying it was impressive. That made me happy. I've listened and adored BTS for the last 4 years. Love the show as always. And Keith, feel better. Well, actually, this is embarrassing. I meant IBS. That was impressive. But so this guy's happy, then I'm happy.
Oh, wow. A roommate of mine went to North Korea.
What?
And came back. They had, for a while, I don't know how long or if they're even still doing this. I imagine not. They would offer trips to people from other countries to come and see how cool North Korea
is. How normal.
Did you see the welcome show
of how normal they are?
No, they didn't put on a show for him. But he was one of two Americans who made the cut. I believe there was maybe two people from Australia, three or four from Europe, but they were on a bus tour of sorts, and they're racing through, and it's just like, look how beautiful it is, but they're going at a ridiculous speed, and at some point the bus ran out of gas, so they were waiting for, I guess, someone to come and fuel up the bus, and while they were doing that, they were near a park. Some people on the bus were like, hey, we got to go to the bathroom. Can we go to the bathroom in this public park? And they're like, no. And they're like, come on, you got to. And they finally let them. And they were like, it was the saddest thing I ever seen. Just people being sad outside in a park. Just like, it was clear they didn't want them to see people.
Yeah.
Who would see them and go, oh, you're not from here. And then try to like glom on. The hotel they stayed in, they were only allowed on like two floors. When my friend tried to go down or up the stairs to any of the other ones, there was always someone there just like, crazy American, get back to your room. You know, like,
yeah. And the thing that I saw, they take them to this place. Like, what do you mean we don't let people have internet? Look at this room full of people interneting.
Right.
And you see them staring at a screen that just says Google on it and nobody knows like what to do. Like, you're noticing the screens and people are typing like what doesn't make sense. It just, they don't know what to do with any of the screens in front of them. They didn't even train them to pretend to be on the internet.
So right.
They look,
yeah.
So bad because they don't even know how to pretend.
Yeah. It's a lot. There's
and
a lot of theater.
The welcome show.
And the welcome show, which is, I'm hearing, the number two show in North Korea.
The first one is Friends, ironically.
I was going to say James Corden. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. James Corden is everywhere.
I need to update my references for my jokes. Welcome show and Friends. North Korea.
Maureen is writing in. Keith, talking about your bed. So here's what happened, just to catch Shalewa up.
Yes.
I went to the ER very, very early Sunday, Saturday mm-hmm. night. And I had a pain in my side that felt like one of my organs was going to explode.
By the way, you know how old a person, by the way they respond to, I went to the ER. She's like, uh-huh.
Right.
Younger people are like, oh, Keith, are you okay? Like, clearly I'm talking to you and I'm out of the hospital. But she's like, yep.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that all. I mean, he already said it was Saturday night, Sunday morning. I know what it is. Because I know that's the prime time to go. That's the best time. I actually have heard that you want to go to the ER over the weekend because a lot of people get hurt over the weekend, but they think they can power through it. So Monday nights at the ER, extremely busy.
Okay.
So you went at a good time.
Did you cough? Yeah, of course you went to the ER.
Yeah.
So I went to the ER. They do, you know, piss test, blood test, EKG test, mm-hmm. ultrasound.
Ooh.
And I controlled myself and didn't ask if I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. X-ray, mm-hmm. CAT scan.
Mm.
From now on, I got to say, hey, start with CAT scan. I have thick skin. What could I tell you? But it always leads to the CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stare at me and go, so you're free to go. Like, but you gave me morphine. You could tell I wasn't faking. It was so painful to get out of my bed and walk to the X-ray. I was wincing and dragging mm-hmm. behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We don't see anything here. This is all we were able to do. You're the hospital. You're the end place. The doctor's office doesn't have more than you have. And why are you letting me go? And, you know, if you see any, if you feel this, if you feel this, if you feel this, see a doctor immediately. I am. Yeah, we don't see anything. So I'm ready to cry. I go home and I'm just hoping for the best. It's debilitating.
Mm-hmm. Ready to cry or you cried?
Ready to. But ready you could to? See it in my eyes.
Okay.
Okay. But not one tear escaped?
There was mist.
It was mist.
Okay.
Okay. I get that.
No.
I'm not crying, but you wouldn't be like, this guy should be a, you know, scream queen.
Yeah, did your eyelashes get wet?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's close enough. That's fine. All right.
You would say they were damp.
They were okay.
You know what's funny is this is a question I know I could ask when I'm talking to Keith, but nobody would ever ask me, did you really cry? They're like, so you cried? And I'm like, yeah, of course I cried. Of course. It's the best thing to do when this is happening.
So then the audience listeners started saying they were able to figure out what was wrong with me.
Sure.
And, mm-hmm. and I noticed coincidentally, it's always what happened to be wrong with them once in their lives.
Yeah.
Maureen says, Dr. Me thinks you have shingles. Okay.
That's why Dr. Me feels like, did you cry and did you try weed? That's, you know,
right.
That's what works for me.
It is rare to have the virus without the rash, but it happens.
No.
Why would you jump on that then? Then it's probably not that, because there are no marks of any kind on my skin.
Yeah, it ain't shingles. Who goes to shingles? Oh, I guess someone who's had shingles.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go for a rib adjustment, for fuck's sake, like that other person said. The listeners are fighting each other now. I never had a rib adjustment, so that's not the problem. Sorry you're suffering, but a yelling Keith always brightens my day. Well, thank you, Maureen. That's sweet.
So you know what it is, Keith? It's a tumor or you busted your knee.
Right.
I tried that.
I've gotten from a listener, it's sciatica.
It was your side?
Yeah, it's the side, it's the abdomen, but this person had sciatica once. So okay. their legs were bad down the side of their legs, so it's probably that. Mm-hmm. Body's all connected, Shalewa. This bone connected to the nerve bone.
Uh-huh.
A collapsed lung, I gotta guess. Keith, sure, it's a collapsed lung. And then the second sentence is, it happened to me. Well, then it must be a lung. They didn't check or a cat's get an x-ray if my lung collapsed. I have to assume they did. I just have to go on with my life assuming it's not a collapsed lung. Miscarriage? Oh, my goodness. But we did have the person that said, you know, see a chiropractor. They'll align your ribs for $60. You're in it. You're out. And all the pain's gone.
But do chiropractors even align ribs? I don't think that's a thing.
No,
I don't know what that means.
They're formed in a line. You don't have to. They're already in a pattern. You don't have to move them. Like, they're not. It's not like a game pieces. You don't have to line.
Hey, Keith, have you considered that your lungs moved?
Right. Do you have a heart, Keith? I heard you talk about She-Hulk. And
wait,
it sounds like you don't have a heart.
Wait, what side of your body did it hurt?
The right side, like the liver area.
And the appendix?
Appendix, I assume mine's over there.
Yeah. All I got is the appendix is on the right side and your spleen is on the left side. And I say that with both appendix and spleen still in my body. Neither of them have given me any problem. So I'm not saying that that happened to me. Or else I'd just tell you it was reflux, which is usually what.
Let's chime into some of this. Some people are listening live and going back to when we were describing if Keith was crying or not, which I don't know if we got 100% of the answer, but
I couldn't be clearer.
Amilcar says, they can see the pain in my stoicism. I just thought that was a really fun line. Xerxes, as you're describing your pain, did you eat bodega shrimp at 2 a.m. again, Keith?
Have you seen a dentist lately? Have you seen a dentist lately? I had a molar taken out the other day, and
Blaine is saying, ribs inside you aren't like the ribs you eat. They should always be aligned.
Right, right. Somebody wrote, if he didn't get an ultrasound, how should I know? This person isn't even a doctor. I wasn't putting it on anybody.
Oh,
sometimes I'm just bitching.
I love someone like, well, I mean, without the correct paperwork, I'm not going to be able to tell you. You couldn't tell me with the correct paperwork.
English teacher.
Yeah.
And I did get an ultrasound. I had all the tests. I got them all.
And you still have no idea?
So no idea. So it's really debilitating where they gave me some Percocet. It did nothing. I knew a guy that has Oxycontin, the stuff they warn you about on Hulu. That started helping a lot. And then a listener wrote, I don't recommend the Oxycontin. No, you don't. You don't recommend what people worry is like heroin, and we had to change all the laws about it. You don't recommend that one. You don't recommend after seeing that Michael Keaton TV show, Sick. You don't recommend I use that one. I don't recommend it either. That's how much the pain was, and this hospital isn't taking it seriously.
Wow.
So then I'm in the chat room and our buddy Rick is there where we play Wednesday chat room. We all talk, yap, moist our eyes sometimes, laugh our balls off and play poker. But this guy said, hey, I had something like this happen to me at the risk of sounding like all these other people. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I pulled a muscle. It was that simple, but it was debilitating. My boss called me a pussy because it hurt for 2 weeks. I could barely move. I had to get illegal drugs also to take care of the pain. I think it's that. And there's something about it where he didn't seem like he was reaching for anything or guessing, where I'm like, it made me feel like that's it, that it's just a muscle pull. They would have saw if an organ was about to explode, I have to assume. So let me try to work it a little bit. So it hurts so much to stand up, sit down, lay down was torture. I took a bunch of drugs and I deliberately started doing that extra.
And what extra?
Getting up real fast and then being like, ah, and then sitting down. Ah, and then then the next morning, Thursday morning, a lot better. Today, I am so much better.
Oh, because the drugs let you relax.
The drugs
muscle?
Let me work it, I think. I think the drugs let me work it.
Okay.
I go to the left when I shouldn't. And I feel it, and I know I shouldn't. But I'm like, they checked my organs, they said. So I go to the right real quick. All right, nothing broke. And now it feels a lot better.
Wow.
Might I just suggest maybe don't do it right quick? Maybe don't do
it. It works.
Quick. Well, the medicine did work. It relaxed your muscles and you don't feel the pain. But you may also.
But I got off the medicine too. But I got off the medicine.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not like it's hiding that I'm actually hurting things more, is my point.
Okay. Well, I just think maybe not right quick. I mean, my diagnosis for you is that you're 50. So, and if it's literally just you pulled a muscle, then yeah, that falls under you're 50. When you're 50, lots of things happen. So,
when I was taking these oxys, I couldn't get hard. And then when I got off, and I like,
yeah, yeah, put that on the oxys. Okay.
Well, right away I quit and I masturbated. I get a hard on and I'm like, I'm back. I sent Kyle a picture. I'm like, look, it's a penis again. So yeah, I'm feeling good all over the. Kendra's giving me this look, but if I was with Kyle one night and her pussy was closed shut, when she figures out how to open it again, I'd like to be the first to know.
No, would I'm. You? I don't that know. Is. That's not insane. Why I'm shaking my head. I'm not.
That's why I'm shaking my head. That's insane. You, I mean, I'll give you top three, but you ain't going to be the first to know. You were only the first to know because you happened to be walking by when it shuts. But when we reopen, I mean, I'm not going.
You guys have a brunch over blast. That first, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to send out an email blast before I just call you into the place.
Well, in all fairness, he is telling the most interested party, which is Kyle. Maybe the only interested party other than him.
I couldn't help but think, like, does she think this never comes back? This is an abnormality, I promise. So I was very pleased. In fact, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I started putting together my office chair, Kenda.
On
myself,
your own?
No Task Rabbit. He canceled. And so I'm starting to put this bad boy together.
It only took a week to. Oh my God, it's sliding over next to you. You made it on wheels?
It's got wheels. Don't and then I would take yet. And then I would take a break. It's good. Then I put the seat on the gas part that you put into the wheels. Then I got to take gas another part? Break.
Yeah, you know how you got to gas up the office chairs. Yeah.
Are you gassing up the office chair?
It's the way you go up and down. It's the way you go up and down. You don't know these terms.
Can the
you,
hydraulics. You
the
know.
Hydraulics.
Yeah.
Would you mind like putting a teddy bear on it for 24 hours before you actually sit? Just, you know, just like go outside and get a brick from your yard and just kind of. See what happens, you know.
Well, somebody told me this, like, I don't see why this is a big deal, Keith. I can get that done in 15 minutes.
That's rude.
No, you can't.
What percent of office chairs come with a hole that was drilled fucked up? This is very important to my sanity because if
every single one of them,
yes,
every single fucking one, thank
yeah,
you.
Every one of them. I'm an office manager. That's literally my job is to just order and put together office chairs.
Right.
Nah, I can't. Mm-mm.
Right.
Not 15 minutes. You're lying to yourself.
You're lying to yourself and you're hiding and bolts us. And not telling me that there's only three connecting instead of four because that's the otherwise my. So I have to connect this. I took a break. And then today I tried again and I'm like, no, this hole was drilled wrong and I only have three connectors and nobody sees anyway. It doesn't matter, but fuck this. And if I, what do I do? Take it back? No, I already spent 16 hours on the wheels.
Just 10,000 more and you'll be an expert.
Right.
You know what cares?
it's like when I made a turkey for the first time. And it seemed so overwhelming to me. And people are saying you have to brine it and, you know, cut out the gizzard, whatever the fuck. I didn't know that you just buy it done. It's pre-brined. Everything's in a little bag up its asshole that, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you just throw in the fucking garbage. I made the greatest turkey I've ever had in my life. It's like people don't want to. People laugh at me. Oh, you're going to have a task grab. Put your office chair. Someone could have told me, don't worry about the holes. They're fucked up like that. It's not you. And then I would have been putting chairs together for decades by now.
Yes, I agree with Keith that people sometimes give you like a lot of information while you're asking for help. But I do not agree with Keith in that it's easy to help you. It is the worst thing in the world to help you because you go, I don't know how to put together a chair. And then I watch people try to help you. And I'm like, oh, should I give you a violin now? Because you're going to want to kill yourself in 1 minute. This sucks. Because they start with, well, you should brine the... I don't know what brine is! You're going to ask me to brine now? Well, oh,
no, here's what they said. About brining. No,
why are
no.
you calling me stupid? Well, I'm Keith Malley. You shouldn't call me stupid. All of a sudden, like, they're
getting attacked. No, because they got this brining. You want to talk about the brining?
You already... Look.
What? Yeah. You got button pusher. Come, there's a button pusher. Write that in the diary, folks. This brining thing was like, well, did you brine it? I'm like, it's fucking tomorrow morning. Yeah, you got to brine 48 hours. Well, I can't get a time machine. So, and what is brining? Well, it's a certain amount of this and a certain amount of that. What amount of vinegar and what amount of what? Well, you have to find the right amount based on your time. If there's not an answer by now, I'm out. Because there is an answer. And the answer is it comes pre-brined. Yeah, you're obviously not fucking Chef Ramsay. It comes pre-brined. That's the one you get. And it'll be just fine and perfect.
How are your turkeys now, Keith?
I haven't made one since, but there hasn't been a Thanksgiving with everybody since.
Okay.
But I can see doing it again. I can see doing it again this Thursday. I mean, this Thanksgiving, yeah.
Oh, no, this Thursday.
I start on this Thursday.
Come on, everybody. We all gather up again.
No.
We ask Keith for his turkey.
We told Keith Thanksgiving is this Thursday so that he can be on time for Thanksgiving.
So I can thaw my shit out.
Listen, he's got to like put Google directions and figure out where to get the turkey. You know, sure, on Thursday, sure. He'll be like, what if we do Thanksgiving in 2 weeks? And we're like, you know what? Perfect for you.
You know what? Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I looked up the video instructions for this chair, of course, and apparently only 7 people care about it, but I needed it. And the part where I'm like, this screw isn't in. When it came to they show this guy putting together the chair fast. No cuts. No, they don't even fast forward the video of the guy so quick. But then they got to the part where I am and it cuts and they shows like the last screw go in. They
but that's
cut
the
it
part that you do want to know.
Because theirs was fucked up, too.
But they should say that. But that's fucked up. Oh, my God.
Well, how are you going to say it, though? Right. All 4 don't go in, actually.
I think you should. That's why you're looking up a video. This desk, Xerxes put it together, and he also looked up the video. And in multiple people's video, it said halfway through, you're going to be fucked up because it says to put this one first, but you're really supposed to be whatever it was, you know. So he started with the right one, and he didn't get fucked up halfway through. But that's the whole thing. The directions will tell you to start here. You should start here. That's the stuff you're looking for in the video. Yep. This screw is not going to fit. But you could still, but like, you don't have to send it back.
I think it's a starting point. I think you watch the video all the way through and then you get down in those comments. That's where the truth is. The truth is in the comments where people are like, this is bullshit. It cut out the part. That's the biggest problem. So yeah, absolutely. This is what you need to do.
PVP 1976, Keith, chiropractor doctors make the best turkey. Some people don't seem to respect chiropractors. Is this true?
I mean, well, I got no beef with them. Look, I got no beef with them. I'm an acupuncture girl, but I got no beef with chiropractors. But it does kind of seem like they're just like popping your back. And I don't normally pop my back. And I don't know if I did, I'd want it done by someone I wasn't intimate with.
Right. And it sounds like those people that do get their back popped, they need it popped all the time.
All the time. It feels like a pyramid scheme.
It does. Like Kyle works out all the time. But now guess what? She has to work out all the time. You can't find her not stretching. How is that a goal?
I mean, you should stretch.
You should stretch, but you have to. Your body's telling you we're watching a movie and she has to get on the floor and start stretching. I don't want to become like that.
But you do have to stretch.
You do have to stretch. I mean, if you don't, I guess you could, I don't know, pull a muscle in your side. I mean, that is the other option. But, you know, whatever works for you.
Once every 50 years, I'll pull a muscle in my side.
Pull a muscle.
I have to stretch 5 times a day every day. I'll go through this now that I know the secret.
You're going to start burning through muscles soon. Now that was the first one, and I saw how you handled it. And now the other ones are like, oh, okay, so this is a tough guy we got? Oh, this is a tough guy. And now you're going to be down for the count a lot, I think.
This person, Ronald Dino Looney, he says 3.5%. of the chairs come fucked up. Does this guy work for Big Chair? There's no fucking way it's 3.5%, and I just get lucky because I buy a lot of office chairs.
You know what? Honestly, I wouldn't be mad at how fucked up the chairs come and that they're missing a screw and all that stuff. I've put together a lot of IKEA furniture. We'll figure that out. My problem with the office chair is how expensive the office chair is. Office chairs are hella expensive. And then they didn't give you all the screws. So now I'm like, well, either you're going to have to give me back a third of my money or give me all the screws you've got behind you, and just send them all to me forever. I like a lifetime supply of screws every month. Screw of the month.
If you're on an airplane and someone goes, is there a doctor in the house? Like, a chiropractor can't do nothing, right?
A chiropractor is not a doctor.
So an English doctor could raise their hand, but a chiropractor wouldn't.
Wait, an English doctor?
I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking.
Wait, well, tell me what an English doctor is.
A doctorate in English.
Oh, a doctorate. Oh.
Do they have doctorates?
They don't call them English doctors.
How many do you know?
Well, you can.
I'm in comedy. I know a bunch of them. What are you talking about?
You don't think they call themselves doctors? I'd be surprised.
I know English doctors. I know philosophy doctors. I know plenty of them. We're all going to the same open mics.
Well, chiropractors are not doctors. They don't have PhDs, and they're not medical doctors. We're like, you know, a lawyer can have enough of a degree to call themselves doctor something, but they're not medical doctors.
Right.
Yeah. So they got to ask, is there anybody who's a medical doctor on this plane?
Yeah, it's I would love if somebody's like, oh, we need a doctor. And some lawyer's like, I got a degree. And they're like, what do you think we're fucking calling someone over the loudspeaker for? We have an emergency law something right now in the air.
I'd feel less than if I'm on an airplane and let's say it's me, my girlfriend, and they go, is there a doc? I'm a chiropractor. Is there a doctor in the house? And I just put my head down and she's like nudging me and like, you can probably help. Like, no, you have those beds with those fucking tissue on that people have to sit on. Like, yeah, let's just see if something else. Please, a doctor, anybody. It could realign the ribs, but.
Well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, your girlfriend is very supportive without knowing anything. If she's impressed by tissue paper on a bed, you got a real one. You got to keep her. Don't let her go. Don't let her go.
But your pens have people's brand names on them.
Yeah, that's a real one.
But a company took us out to dinner last night. Yeah, we do bullshit too, but...
Yeah.
Elon Musk has taken control of Twitter.
No, he hasn't.
It looks like it's affecting Doge.
And it going seems up. It seems for real. Taking control of Twitter after completing his $44 billion deal to acquire the company. He found something shiny and daddy likes it. Shortly after the deal closed, Musk fired the CEO and other top executives, including the CFO. Musk initially.
I feel like that's in the news, but wouldn't that be what happens? Like,
no, I think there would have been more of a transfer of power. And that Elon would have come in and then would have, if he came in, he didn't have his own team. Like there isn't now a new CFO and new CEO. So it would have been more of like, okay, here are the keys to this office, the executive bathrooms down there. Like that would have happened. These guys, he literally came in and within an hour, those guys had to put their fern and their notebooks in a box and carry them out. Like,
so do you think that was a surprise or that was part of the deal? Because I can't imagine. I think when you take over a company, you have stipulations where you're gonna be here for a year. We're hiring you for the transition. These things are not usually a surprise. You usually can't just fire people.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can just fire people. As long as this country is still an at-will employment place, you can. I think that, I mean, the guy, the CEO, he definitely was not expecting to stick around for any of, you know what I mean? But I don't think he was expecting to be fired within an hour of the news being announced. I think they knew that they were and were preparing to be on their way out anyway, but I don't think that is how they were expecting it to happen. But that's also, I feel like Elon pulled one of those like things that you only see when you watch television shows about prison, where you're supposed to go in and you're supposed to find the top dog and then you slap him in the face to show that you're the craziest person in the. That's honestly what it felt like. I was like, come on.
Well, he walked in. Did you see the video where he walks into Twitter headquarters?
I can't believe I was. On a very wait.
Let's
train.
Just make sure everyone's on the same page. Is this the one where he walks in with a sink?
Yes.
Okay.
He walks in with the sink part of the sink, the top part. Mm-hmm. That it seems like maybe he found outside. Who knows if he even came in a car with it?
No, I think he's Elon Musk.
He's had that sink in the back of his Tesla since he said he was going to buy Twitter. I guarantee you that wasn't just like a night before. You know what would be funny? He's been sitting on that joke for so long because all he wants is for people to find him funny.
And here's the joke.
Worst thing in the world.
He's the video of him carrying a sink, walking in. Looks like the first time. Like everyone's like, holy shit, this is for real.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And his text was, let that sink in. That's right. The joke.
A joke that he literally ripped off from Twitter. So he walked in and did a Twitter meme, like his whole thing.
But no one wants to take credit for that. It's like an old stupid dad joke. Like, yeah, no, it's corny corporate humor. It's like get it. I mean, that's what corporate humor is, right? Like I said, something funny. Get it?
When you have no real sense of humor,
right?
Then absolutely you want to take credit for that because someone laughed once. And even if you didn't come up with it, you can at least keep saying it. Haven't you been around people who say one thing once and it was funny and people go, ha, ha, ha. And then they say it for hours and you're like, please stop.
Yeah. You're right. And who would not laugh at their boss telling a joke?
Exactly. Right, yeah, right. That's the huge problem. So he got
SNL. Did you get SNL? I think you're funnier.
No,
he fucking hosted SNL.
Yeah.
That's
and
how
it was
freaking
painful.
Funny. Yeah, it was the worst. Doge went down.
It was so bad. Yeah, it was so bad that it affected the stock market. Who wants to be that kind of unfunny? You're fucking with my money? Oh my God.
My stepkids can't go to college because Elon Musk had to tell a joke Saturday night.
I think I have a 401k. I may not after that.
Right. Musk initially agreed to buy the company in April, but then spent months attempting to get out of the deal. The billionaire. Can you imagine? I don't want to do it. Well, you talk so much shit. You have to do it now.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Hey, here's a sink. Musk initially agreed to buy the company in April, spent months attempting to get out of it. The billionaire has said he disagrees with Twitter's practice of permanent bans for those who repeatedly violate its rules. Your Donald Trump's, for example.
Xerxes is writing in, I laugh at all Elon Musk's jokes just in case. Who knows what is going to happen in the future?
Right. Many people are wondering, will Elon Musk bring back Donald Trump? Now that the midterms are coming, it could affect things.
Wait, why would he bring back Donald Trump? What does that
you
mean?
Bring back people. It does. First Amendment. He's in free speech. We should be smart enough to out what's real and what's not.
It's because Trump is banned. So they're
Trump
saying,
is banned. Trump is so banned. All these people are banned. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I
like,
see
no, unban this. Yeah, okay. That's your thought on Jews. Share it.
Oh, my God.
Huh. That seems wild. I thought they didn't like each other right now. I don't know why I thought that. You know how Trump likes people and then suddenly he doesn't?
I don't think it has to do with like or not like. I think it has to do with like Elon Musk thinks freedom of speech this way and Trump gets to benefit because of it. I don't think it's a direct line.
Yeah,
I think.
Right. And people like to do the wrong thing sometimes and act like it's the right thing. Like, who am I? Even me. Trump said, thanks to SpaceX, that's great American ingenuity. And I tweeted him back, I'm from South Africa, you fucking dolt. But even so, we don't get along. But I am so magnanimous and I understand the right thing to do, that we got to let him back on. Well, the stock is going up on Doge a lot. So this is good news. Me and him to happen to have it. Buy the rumor, sell the news, they say. So the meaning in this case, what could happen now that he's in Twitter, he's in charge of Twitter and he's in charge of Doge. Will he somehow integrate Doge into Twitter? Who the fuck knows?
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about being able to not just like a tweet, but being able to tip someone with Doge.
Right. And things, well, like that. There you go. There you go. And then the news would be the fact, like, now it's implemented. And so that's when you sell, supposedly. Like SNL, buy it the rumor. He will be on SNL. Will he be good? That's when the stock went up. The news is a fact. He is on SNL. We're watching. Whether it's good or bad, people were selling.
I get that. It's just that, you know, SNL is not where he thrives, and that was magical. But I feel like him doing SNL is like me starting PayPal and Venmo, like he did. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not meant for that job. But he created PayPal, Venmo, things that we use, things that are on our phone, things that are thriving and doing really well. He knows money.
So I'm hoping, as a Doge owner, he owns Twitter now, and he has a huge ego, and he won't he still doesn't want to look stupid over Doge. That's exciting to me. So A equals B and B equals C. Does A equal C? Or is it more like a direct picture of your dead wife tattooed on you that came out bizarrely ugly? I don't know how this will play out. Does A squared plus B squared equal C squared? Well, now you got to solve for squared. And that's a whole other mess. All I know is I'm counting on Doge being my retirement fund, Elon. So stay goofy, but don't get all weird. Okay? Thank you.
Keith, are you a math doctor?
I'm a math doctor. I could have been a math doctor.
Okay.
I was a math doctor appropriate high school.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering. You were really dropping something. I want to say science, but that wasn't it.
Dave Holmes on Twitter says, welcome Elon Musk to Twitter. I remember when we shot a segment together at SpaceX, and then 30 minutes later, you sent your assistant down to ask my co-host out for you. Cool guy stuff.
Wait. Wait.
So he's doing something. He recorded something at SpaceX, and then Elon Musk said, hey, my assistant, I want to hit on one of these interviewers. That kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Irrelevant. That tweet is so...
No, it's not. There's a million of those going on. And it's not irrelevant because it's Twitter. There's no such thing as irrelevant on Twitter. Y'all are only paying attention to the Doge or whatever the fuck it is that y'all bought into. But the rest of us don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm just worried about how many people are going to see my picture and slide in with the N-word. That's what I'm worried about. I don't give a fuck about your little fake money. I don't care. Y'all trying to retire with fucking fake money. I don't give a shit. My shit was gone once he went on SNL. I don't care anymore. It's the Wild West. Shit's on fire. I truly don't give a fuck about Doge. I'm worried about whether or not I can get these little jokes off on Twitter. Can I still get booked? Is he going to fuck up with me getting booked? That's what I need to know.
Slay was like, pay with fake money. We're going to be paying in punches. All right. I'm not worried about this fake money
that
missing out on it.
Currency that always kills is punches. You know where you stand with a punch.
You do know where you stand. Jake Flores tweeted, when Elon takes over, can we just all leave? That'd be funny. It'd be funny if when he gets there, we're all gone.
Yeah.
Bananas is saying, I find Twitter to be a low tier site. I use it for memes/gifs on Black Twitter. I can't believe people mix real opinions with this troll site. It's a troll site and it will be done in 4 years.
I use it. Yeah. But I use it as a joke.
Guys, set your calendar. This is going to be done in like 4 years. Hello, wrote it here. Screen cap, bananas. I have a banana emoji.
I've been on it since 2008. And I'm like, this can't last. Yeah. And it looks like it is. It might. But so many people use it in so many different ways. Like if you have anything that goes viral and you start to see people commenting on it and all this stuff, that's when you're like, what corner of Twitter is this?
Right.
I had no idea. What is this? I had a tweet. It went viral because it was very... No matter where you stood politically, you could use it to make your point, which right. in hindsight.
Oh my God, was it the one where you just go peed my bed and everyone's like, me too? It's like, what is
no, because that's all dirtbag Twitter. all they tweet about is having diarrhea. But no, it was something about when there was all the blackface talk, and there was like the governor of Virginia was in blackface, and then the lieutenant governor was in blackface right. also. And I tweeted out when we said we wanted more black faces in government, we should have been more specific or something like that. and that went viral, but it also like some right wing people picked it up. And so I was just seeing messages. I was fascinated by like I should have muted it. But instead, I was just like, what do you do on Twitter? Like, who are you? How did you find this? And what is your world? Oh, it's just a lot of wolf t-shirts and American flags. Got it. You know, like I had no idea the different pockets. So, I mean, like Elon can come through and just be like making all kinds of like declarations. And there's a whole section of like black Twitter is just like, I only talk about Mary J. Blige shit. I don't even know who that guy is. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole section of people who aren't even paying attention. And then to be honest, it's only like, not even 10% of the population of the country is using Twitter.
Honestly, right. What I learned is we should all just be talking about Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a choice.
but it is funny, these kind of people like bananas, where, you know, this is the way I'm taking it, where it's like, okay, Facebook, have you ever looked at their terms and services that you signed? They can use your thing at any time. They can come into your house and borrow your phone at any time if Facebook is on it. That's a fact, okay? So know what you're getting into. I use it to reach out to my grandma, but I don't think people right. understand what they're getting into.
Yeah, it's very funny to just be like, oh, this is trash. I mean, I use it to talk to all my friends and make plans.
But people out there don't seem to get it.
Other people don't know, like, why would you have serious conversations?
Yeah, I use it, right. I just get in, I get out. I uplift, I leave.
Yeah, right. So,
last night, Thursday night football, the Buccaneers were playing, and I used to only follow Pittsburgh Steelers, period. Now I'm starting to follow the Buccaneers because of this Tom Brady and his family falling apart. It's interesting to me what made the news and did you win the game? And he lost last night's game against the Ravens. And today, the divorce documents are being formally filed. That's just exciting to me.
I like that.
Just the other day, he was yelling at the new rookies on the team. And then the divorce is going in. It's all of it is very exciting.
Keith is giving us football updates from the gossip columns. This is amazing.
You're so messy, Keith. You're so messy. Just look at you, just rolling around in this man's mud. I'm going to let them have a dignified divorce. I'm not paying them any attention. But you got to get all down there in the gridiron. Is the gridiron a thing? What is that? That's
so
football,
I followed.
Right?
Yeah, you get down the gridiron.
You get down there all in the mud and guts.
Rolling around there in the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they get me into it. Speaking of social media, for example, when Giselle on Instagram responds to somebody who wrote, "You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who is inconsistent with you." Read that again. That's just not about them specifically, just generic. You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who is inconsistent with you. Read that again. Then Giselle wrote the prayer sign emoji, like, amen. Ain't that the fucking truth? I'm involved now.
How are you involved? Did she give you a call? Keith,
she wanted me to see this and go, I get it. And I did. I saw it and I go, I get it.
In all fairness, that is like texting Keith, because
yes.
if there was a button that says, hey, can I get my Twitter into your text? People would want you to press that, right? And there is a way to get your texts, like, you know, your people's tweets coming up on your phone, like, hey, Keith tweeted. I think when you tweet, you're texting people.
Oh, yes. No, I absolutely understand that. I'm just saying that, like, she definitely sent that out as like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's what's going on, you know, without actually having to say it. People are subtweeting or sub texting or whatever, just throwing little passive aggressive things all the time. I'm just finding it humorous how much Keith is rolling around in it.
I love it. Totally.
But I think he's right that when he says people do want him in their lives, because when I think about it, if I'm in the middle of divorce and I tweet about it, I do want people involved in that.
Oh yeah, you absolutely do. You're not, yeah. Especially if it's not something you normally do. Because she's been pretty quiet on all of this, right? So while he's been getting his face done over and over, isn't that right? Isn't he always fixing up his face? Isn't he always going under the knife? Did you know
Tom
about
Brady?
That?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I believe it. He does it nicely, though. He's not doing it too bad. But yeah, I think you're right.
He also is an athlete. He probably...
You give me the look. You think he overdoes it? You think he overdoes it?
He's not there yet, but he's probably about three trips away.
Right.
And you can fuck that up with fillers, you know? Like, we'll see what happens in the offseason. I don't think he's doing it now because he's working. But I think when he doesn't work, he refreshes a little bit.
I see. Okay.
And so sometimes the refresh, you may have refreshed one too many times. And there's kind of no going back from that. So he has to be careful, or he needs to get an excellent doctor where you can't even really tell they've refreshed. I'm just saying, if I can tell that you're getting work done, then you got a hacker just tearing your face up, because I can't tell nothing. I don't know young you from old you. But if I can look at you and go, oh, you may have gotten Botox, you probably look like the cat lady. So he's moving in that direction. So he should be careful, especially if he's going to be back on the market again.
You think he'll have trouble?
Yeah. Bananas is writing again, feeling attacked, saying, who said, I find Twitter to be a low tier site. I use it for memes and GIFs. And I thought it was funny that you use it. Bananas says, not at all what I said. Not at all. By the way, my paraphrasing of you people are not so fucking far off. All right, Bananas. Not at all what I said. I said I use it to follow Black Twitter under an anonymous account. Okay. So it's a low-tier site. I use it, but I use it anonymous. It's an anonymous account. And that's just to follow Black Twitter. You're racist if you think that's a problem, Keith. But I see Keith likes to LARP around town as the town crier on Twitter with his very important opinions.
Ooh, you upset Bananas.
Bananas. That's exactly what you said. And I said it exactly right. I see and hear Giselle, and I see and hear you, Bananas. Come on. Wow. Know what you said. Listen to it back.
You really do respond to emojis, huh, Keith?
I do. It's a thousand words. I know what Giselle's saying.
A thousand words in a single fruit.
Now that's a peach. Kanye West lost another brand. I didn't know any were left. We just reported about Adidas, and then, you know, I learned about Gap and Foot Locker, which is interesting. I mentioned I listened to his music. He doesn't talk about Gap and Foot Locker. A lot of things rhyme with those two. He talks about Versace and Louis Vuitton.
He talks about working at the Gap and Spaceship from college dropout. Don't try me.
Okay. Is that a compliment? Is he saying, yay? Or is he saying that was my old past?
I struggled. I believe he was just like, I worked there and they only brought me out when they wanted to trot out with their black employee. They brought me out from the back, you know, normal Kanye stuff.
When he tried to what?
When he worked there and they kept him in the back, but then they would trot him out when they're like, look, we have black employees.
Oh, I see.
Well,
okay.
That's because white lives matter, Kanye.
But hello. I mean, he already had the deal with the Gap. It was already kind of broken like in September or something because he wasn't happy with how they were presenting his goods, which was in a pile on the floor in the front of the store, like a pile of dirt, and then his stuff just all in a pile, nothing hung up, all that. That's how he wanted the stores to present his stuff, and he was upset that they didn't. Mm-hmm. And so
that's the kind of employee he was, and they were wondering.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, I just want it in a pile. Yes, but we're asking everybody to fold these. Yeah. I remember I worked retail, and folding was a big fucking part of retail where I was so young and I was so stressed over nothing, right? You know, I don't know if I'm in doing a good job. And I was the cashier, so I didn't even need to fold the things. I just know if I passed by a jean that was not folded right, I folded it right. And that was just my mentality. This was a summer job, right? So I'd wake up in the middle of the night, have dreams where in the middle of the dream, I'm actually sitting up. So I'm half awake, half sleeping. There's clothes on my floor because I'm a teenager. And I think I'm at work. And I'm like, I got to get up to fold the clothes. But because I'm half sleeping, I'm like, I can't get up. And I'm seeing the clothes. And I'm like, just get up and fold the clothes. You're going to get fired. Holy shit. And it just, couple of times.
Wow.
I worked at the
Gap for a couple of years. I was a stock supervisor. So the bulk of my job was unpacking and clothing and then folding or hanging or rebuilding walls or all of that stuff. And I actually liked it. What's the latest Kanye?
I was just going to say the latest company, TJ Maxx.
Okay. Here's why
I go to all these places. I didn't know that.
Here's why that's important, because all the shit that's already been made has to go somewhere. And traditionally that stuff goes to TJ Maxx. And TJ Maxx owns Marshalls and owns Ross. That's all the same company. So when you go in and you're buying all those name brands, they're the stuff that's been discontinued, been aged out, all that stuff. TJ Maxx is like preemptively going, hey, Adidas, don't dump that shit off on our front door. We don't want it.
Right. And that helps. And because of the way everybody's thinking now, TJ Maxx's stock goes up. Goodwill is going to say, hey, fuck you, Kanye.
Right? I mean, that's literally the next stop. Is Goodwill and the Salvation Army like, no. No.
TJ Maxx says, yeah, it's his anti-Semitic and bigoted comments. We have a problem with Skechers just showed a video of Kanye West showing up unannounced at their corporate office in L.A. They escorted him out. They said, we have no intention of working with you. Quote, we condemn his recent divisive remarks and do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other form of hate speech. Kanye, get the fuck out of here. You know he was walking in with the swagger. Good news, guys.
Right.
You're fucking Skechers. Are you a watch company? What are you? And I'm going to let you work with me. Well, now he's announcing the new Yeezy Buster Browns. So he's trying everywhere to get his shoes on the market. So we'll see.
That's further proof that you're 50. Who knows what you're talking about? Me, Kemda, we hear you. That's funny. That's super funny. Nobody else knows what you're talking about. My man,
you
said
motherfucker.
Buster Browns.
I'm turning 47 December 2nd, okay?
50 is a state of mind.
You motherfucker, I am 50. I absolutely think I'm 50, and I will think I'm 50 until I'm 50. So I'll be 50 for 3 years.
It's the wildest thing, honestly, turning 50, because I just did it a couple of months ago, and nothing has changed, and yet everything has changed. Like, I'm constantly just walking around like, bitch, you 50. Like, I had no plan to be this old. Because what I was told when I was a child is that the world was going to end in the year 2000. And I was like, all right, I'll be 28. So that's a good run. So I had nothing planned beyond then. So all of this is gravy. this is 22 years of gravy at this point. But yeah, I'm.
That's
so
a good attitude.
Weird. Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, you start pulling muscles and shit.
Meanwhile, you look better and better all the time. I bet you had no anything done.
No, I can't afford that. I got to just keep eating fat and hope that it plumps out the wrinkles. This is all just butter, just internal butter. Is what this is.
You ever see those suction things they have for cars?
Yeah,
supposedly undensia.
Yeah, I do those on my ass, just my ass and my upper thigh. I'm just trying to get rid of the cellulite that way, taking out.
Just make it all match, right? Did you know about this Donda Academy? Of course, that's his dead mom's name, the name of his latest piece of shit album. Thank God it really is bad. You know, it is kind of easier to let him go.
It's easier.
Yes. Donda Academy is a school for what? Dummies?
No, I think it was an element, like also all the way through high school, I think. And there were some basketball, like high school basketball players who were rated like ones to watch. Colleges had their eyes on them, right. And they chose to go to Donda Academy because he also, I believe he also started a sports agency called Donda Sports that he runs with Antonio Brown, who I believe
is a psychopath.
That guy slept on Tom Brady's couch when they were both playing in Florida, which is really probably when Giselle was like, okay, this has to stop.
Right.
Like, I can't keep doing this. Like, he can keep playing football, right. But we can't just have people on the couch. Bro, we are gajillionaires. What are we doing? Right. So, well, I think that's really where the problem started. I think you can trace it back. But anywho, yeah. So, I'm not surprised that they closed that school. There are no word yet of refunds. Also, a thing that happened was they sent out an email where they canceled. They were like, so, you know, I don't know if you've been seeing what's been going on, but we're going to kind of cancel the whole school year starting tomorrow. And then come back next September. And then like an hour or two later, another email was sent to parents that was like, hey, why don't you come down to the school tomorrow? And we're going to have like a prayer meeting. And I was like, nah, this is no, this man is not right. He's not right. Like, That's the literal, if you doubt that there's mania involved, the fact that he closed the school and then two hours later was like, let's just pray on it together and reopen. No, that's a whiplash that I can't mentally handle.
You got to put your hand on your heart. Donda, 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 Donda. It's like, also, I never thought I'd beg to say the Star Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance. This is weird.
Oh, right. That's right. He has a look. When I was a small child, I did go to a private school when we were living in Brooklyn. That was an African, like a Pan-African school. So we did not sing the Star Spangled Banner. We sang that named all of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. We sang that every morning.
Yes, please.
I can't remember. I just remember. Yes, okay. Can. No, I remember the beginning was like, praise the red, the black, and the green, because that was the Pan-African flag, red, black, and green.
Red, gold, and green. Okay.
No. That's okay. That's Karma Chameleon.
Okay. Got it. Okay. You know.
Let's see. Praise the red, the black, and the green. Brothers and sisters were being redeemed or something like that. And then we just went into Umoja, that means unity, Kuja Chakalia, self-determination, Nia, Imani, Ujamaa, like all of the, you know, come on, your listeners know the seven principles of Kwanzaa. I don't have to.
They're on Black Twitter. You heard them.
Yeah, they know. They know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I went to that school for a couple of, like for first and second grade, basically. And then we moved to Atlanta and they didn't want me to go. They didn't want to put me in third grade because they were like, what were they teaching you at that school up there? Them black Yankees, what were they teaching you? And my mother was like, nah, this bitch knows how to read. So they gave me a bunch of tests and they were like, oh, you actually do deserve to be in third grade. And I was like, what a relief. And all I can think of are those kids who've been going to that school who I'm just like, God, I hope that, because it wasn't accredited. The school was not accredited. And also it was $15,000 a year.
So fucking much,
which is Donda, a lot, but
Donda
also
was $15,000,
like,
not accredited. And you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
That's strange. Unless anyone's confused. That is very strange.
And also I feel like,
education
at right. the fashion show he had the kids from Donda singing like bootleg hymns at the performance. And I was like, you mean to tell me that's why he put this school together?
So this all makes sense. This all makes sense. He told us he's God and he's starting a religion, or at least joining or being the leader of whatever Jesus is for him at this time. You know,
right. He also said he doesn't read.
Well, he's not the teacher.
I believe. Yeah.
He's the curator.
Yeah, well, he needs to learn how to read these tea leaves because my man is done.
We're going to be the first college with no books.
I got to read bananas things here. I'm like an actual African Somalia, literally from the motherland. I don't need some pan-African BS to feel African. I don't.
Cool. Well, I'm from Brooklyn and then I moved to Atlanta. I'm just a regular garden variety African-American. I don't have Mother Africa to stand on. So all I have is my piddly roots that I have.
Also,
so
we're talking about when you were a child and people were shoving you into spaces that they thought you belonged in.
This is what my parents decided to do. They decided to name me Shalewa and they decided to put me in that school. And then they decided to move to Atlanta. And then I went to that school. And now here I am talking to a stranger while sitting in my living room who's a little upset because she thinks I'm attacking her and I'm not. I'm glad that you're from Somalia. I hope you're proud. I'm also weirdly proud of what I've been through. I'm 50. I ain't got the time, baby. But good luck to you.
I'm glad it was just piss, but good luck to you.
You know, I got a lot going on, hon, but we gonna be all right. I believe Kendrick said that. And who knows where he's from? Compton, Chicago?
Where are your parents from?
Where are they from? My dad's from Brooklyn. My mom was from Middle Georgia.
So did they, like both of them, you said you got named Shalewa because they were connecting to African roots?
Because they were Black people who lived in America through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So... I was born in 72, which was just prime Black pride movements in America. So that's what happened. I mean,
did they do that thing? Because if you were born just a little bit later, you might have been named a Muslim name, right? Like, went through that.
Well, no, it was, I mean, because you're the same age as my sister. So she also has they had names picked out. They had decided, but they, you know, you dabble in, I don't know if they dabbled in the idea of becoming Muslim or if it was like Nation of Islam, which is like, no, that's different. And then it was like, my mom's like, no, I'm not going to walk behind you. Like, that's bullshit. You know, like, I'm not doing that. And my dad's like, that's fair. You know, the most they would do is like, we won't feed them pork. How about that? And then they agreed on that. And then they put us in these schools. So that's
okay.
How that
What's
goes.
Your sister's name? Can I ask?
It is Zakia.
Zakia, what does that mean?
Zakia,
the fuck
is...
does that mean?
I think it's pronounced Zakia. Just kidding.
I think Zakia was. Wait, hold on. Intelligence? No, that's her middle name. I think it was maybe to give thanks. I'm trying to remember.
I think it's pronounced Kate. I have a sister named Kate.
Is she? Do you give thanks for her? I'm not going to stand through your fucking slander, Keith, about my. I've been with this name for too long. I'm not going to have a white dude named Keith talk shit about it. Shalewa means specially created for our home. Niambi is melody. Yeah. So to give thanks and intelligence. That's what my sister's name meant. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Those are powerful names. Yeah. So Yeezy's losing all these brands, and that's when the college, that's when the school is next to go. At the discretion of our founder, Donda, capital F, Donda Academy will close for the remainder of the 22-23 school year, effective immediately. You just got this email all of a sudden. Begin afresh in September of 2023. The school promises a faith-based education with a promotion of Christian values alongside a quote, rigorous core curriculum. They teach science and maths, regular math, common core math, hard math. The curriculum allows time for full school worship, while the enrichment courses include film, choir, and parkour, the activity involving jumping over and off objects in an urban environment. There is nothing more dangerous and sad than a kid getting half an education. Yeah. He's like, all of a sudden he's on top of a building. He's like, I don't know how to get down.
You know,
don't teach a kid a little bit of parkour. That's worse than anything.
I got to be honest with you. One of my PE courses in Georgia was square dancing. So I kind of envy the parkour.
Right. I would rather parkour than.
I think I'd rather parkour than square dance.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate that they're missing. Yeah.
But what are they teaching you? When we say step square to the dancing? Left, you move to the left.
Amadeus left and turn around to the right. The whole thing coming together in square dancing, country square dancing.
They're teaching you how to be straight and have babies in that town.
They're teaching. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was like, I forget which president it was that mandated it because they were worried about jazz being played everywhere. So we're going to teach the kids how to. I hear Xerxes laugh. No, that's a legit thing. Yes. So they worried. So they were like, we got to teach our kids the right way to be, and that is square dancing.
What so make sure that when you hear the jazz and otherwise provocative music, don't move your hips.
Don't
is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't I move see. Unless somebody calls out a direction to do.
Okay. Well, consensual, right?
I mean,
well, you're being told to, but sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You're both doing it.
Yeah,
but the teacher's like telling you.
If you didn't do it, you'd fail the class. But yeah, no, consensual, consensual.
Then hours after the first email saying school is closed all of a sudden because he's going through something, the founder, join us tomorrow morning in worship for the return of Donda Academy. A couple hours after the first email, second email went out. We are back and returning with a vengeance.
This is
how you find out if your school's open. You got to go on social media and figure out. So the school's closed, I guess. I go online. Yeah. I'm sure it says it's closed. And then I get another email and it says, we're coming back with a vengeance and praying tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are we just praying for the return of the following year? Are we really back? What kind of class
what's
is this?
On?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should I pray today? I don't know if school's in session.
You know what? Today is just thoughts. Tomorrow we pray. Right. Sunday is for thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Break it down so that it's manageable.
Yeah, or mandatory, apparently. Whatever.
Yeah. Manageable thoughts, prayers.
By the way, I went to yeshiva private school for mm-hmm. 9 years of mm-hmm. the first 9 years of my education, kindergarten through eighth grade. And it was half the curriculum was the regular New York, you got to pass your test. And the other mm-hmm. half was fucking biblical and Hebrew and all the different ways that you can interpret that. And you would think that I'd be smarter. This was the dumbest fucking school. The teachers that they, and by the way, shout out to Solomon Schechter School of Queens, not into it. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I wasn't sure what shout out meant. It just means you shout it out. Okay.
Yeah, you're saying the name. Okay.
Well, because they act like they are better. It's a private school and blah, blah, blah. What I think happened is my parents immigrated to New York and they were like, how do we put Chemda and these other two kids around other Jews? This was the Jew school closest to the house. And I think that they take these people, like people who want their kids to be around Jewish studies or Jewish people, they take mm-hmm. them for granted because that's how you can guarantee that I'm only going to be friends with my quote kind. So congratulations. And by the way, you know, out of like 50 kids that I graduated with, you know, a couple became lawyers so they can point to those and we're like, ah, we got the best Jews here. And I'm like, Yeah. Let's take note of all these other people, the people who like immigrated when we were, you know, 10 or 12 and how you didn't help them assimilate. They were just fucking lost in a private mm-hmm. school. How when somebody was behind, you just passed them anyway. And you didn't notice that they have ADHD or whatever. You just called their parents to take them home. How if somebody, quote, tried to rebel and asked any question, just shut that shit down, rang the bell and we go to the next thing. Bullshit, bullshit education, bullshit. Fucking private school. You took advantage of my parents and they had three kids. I don't know how they did it.
That's a lot of money. That's
yes.
a lot of money.
Yes. Just to avoid the rest of you people.
Well, we're worth
how much
it.
Would you be willing to pay?
I don't have to pay any. I'm black. I don't have to pay anything. They'll avoid me. They won't. Oh, I just got to be a little bit loud and you see what happens.
Well, you see what happens is you send a kid to yeshiva and now I have reason to not only want to be with Jews. Like, let's throw some diversity up into it. Like, it's How come I don't relate to you? Turns out everybody in my school basically was Ashkenazi. And I'm like, why am I different? Everyone's supposed to be like me here. No one explained to me cultural differences of Jews. I had to figure that out amongst the goys. So thank you, goys. Thank you. That's an education.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because you people were like, oh, you're part of this kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, Middle East. Oh, you see us differently. These are white Jews. Okay, I see it. Got it. Thank you. Thank you. But you don't see that when everyone's celebrating Hanukkah.
No, I guess not. I guess not.
No, you just go, everybody's celebrating Hanukkah. I must be the same. But you're not.
So, you know what? If it's tough to her, then it's especially tough to me. You know, I just learned that Kanye's Jewish. At least he said, I am Jew. But, you know, it's hard to know who's what, you know, but the world's crazy. So much going on.
It's real tough for you right now.
Yeah,
I know
thank you. Thank you. Well, let's not harp on that, but thank you. A new study finds that cats recognize their owner's voice when you're speaking to them, especially when the cat fanciers use cutesy baby talk. This is how bad cats are. I assumed a cat would know the owner's voice.
Yeah,
I assume a hamster does. A cat.
I assume you're super hearing as a cat.
But cat owners are like, this cat really is just walking all over me. Doesn't listen to me. I think the study needs to be done. Does the cat hear me like a dog hears me? I mean, they're going to find out eventually. Cats could look you in the eyes if they wanted to, like a dog. But fuck you.
I've only had a cat for a couple of years and I kind of figured that out immediately. Like, oh, okay, bitch, you don't want to. Okay, I see you. But I also don't talk to her in a real cutesy voice.
Well, they like that because they're controlling you. See, dogs don't go, oh, please give me the cute voice. Felines can also tell if it's their owner talking or a complete stranger and respond accordingly. What? Mm-hmm. Instead of fuck you, it's fuck you. The study found cats can distinguish.
Can't animals distinguish a lot of these kinds of things?
You know what? We got to look. A lot of cat food companies have a lot of money to burn. We got to come up with studies. We need studies. So many studies.
The study found cats can distinguish when their owner is talking directly to them as opposed to another adult. Their behavior. Okay.
Yeah, your cat can tell when you're jerking off. They know exactly what's happening.
Their behavior significantly increased.
That's a little harsh.
Well, we heard about dogs and animals and cats and Henda, you know. Henda the other day said if you have an animal, you get cum on it, right?
What? Okay, don't. All right.
Did I paraphrase? And it's not even close. Bananas, you can relate. I'm not even close.
Can you explain, Henda? We have a guest, okay? Can we just be cool?
I do not want to get into that.
Thank you.
I will say that right away. I don't want to know what that one was.
Their behavior.
I'm returning that lob. I'm not taking it.
It's assumed that I am not paraphrasing incorrectly. Their behavior significantly increased when hearing a high-pitched cat-directed tone, like when speaking to a child. When the cats could distinguish their owner was speaking in a cat-directed or adult-directed tone, the furballs did not react any differently when a stranger switched between the two. Okay. All right. This is news about cats, I guess. They could do things. They choose not to.
They choose not to. I know that. Sure. Because occasionally they'll do the right thing and you're like, what? And then the cat's like, I'm not going to make a habit of it. Don't worry.
2022, we learned that a cat can recognize you when it's lived in your house for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
We just couldn't tell. They're such assholes.
It knows you when it's hungry. Right. You know, that's part of the verses of Santa Claus is coming to you know, it knows you when it's hungry.
It knows you when it's hungry. It knows when you're awake. It knows to slap the shit out of you because it's not a dog. Who cares? And cats are mean. Cats are mean.
I still like the cat, though. I still like our cat. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you like abuse.
I like no mice is what I like.
Okay. All right.
That's why we got her.
It started with the roach. Now I have a giraffe in my fucking house. Oh, my God. Things are out of control here fast. Yeah.
Bananas is writing in, I didn't know Arabic Jews were different than Ashkenazi/European Jews. And Xerxes wrote, yeah, their kitchens smell different and, you know, sauce colors are different. So
Well, you don't follow Jewish Twitter. I log on anonymously so that I can get the ins and outs of, you know, weather satellites and lasers. It's anonymous, not the dorky way why you guys go on there. Just to find out about Gisele Bündchen and Jewish tricks.
Bananas, girl, you don't deserve this abuse. Don't let him talk to you like this.
Shalewa even feels bad now, Bananas.
Come on, don't do it, Bananas. Save yourself.
I bet it's not even Bananas. It's like bananas. If you like the show, click a button wherever you listen to us. You know what I mean? Click like, click dislike, whatever works for you. I don't care. We'll be posting on YouTube regularly, so make sure you click like on there. Be subscribed. If you want more Keith and the Girl, you got it. Go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. We make sure our VIP members get a shit ton of episodes. In fact, let me look it up. What's a ton? 2,000. There's over 3,500 Keith and the Girl episodes alone, never mind all the bonus episodes. So literally, there's tons of episodes. Become a Keith and the Girl VIP member. Get yours today, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Use the code free trial, one word, free trial, katg.com/VIP, and get your free trial.
All Bananas right. is writing in again, of course. Yes, get your free trial, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Banana says, I mean, I thought there was two main camps for Jewish people. First of all, we don't like to use
the Jewish maybe camps. Not camps. Okay, Bananas.
I heard about your intricate train system.
So, I mean, I thought there was two main camps for Jewish people. Sounds like you watched a Holocaust movie or two, but okay. Ashkenazi and European and Arabic Jews were a subset of the first group. And Xerxes writes, Google.com is really good.
Yeah, you got it.
I wouldn't say subset anything if I don't know what the fuck is going on. But all right. Just a less than version. No. I'm saying...
I mean, I don't want to blow your mind, Bananas, with talk of Egyptian Jews, like African Jews, but you know what?
It's Moroccans.
Your journey. Yeah, it's your journey.
Ethiopians.
Ethiopians. Yeah. I mean, we getting close to your house. You know? We getting close. So you may want to like look some more of this up. You may want to. But if we've triggered interest, then that's good. Then that's a good thing.
We're trying to start a conversation at the end of this show.
Yeah. But we got to go. So.
What do people need to know, Shalewa? You tell me that.
Hold on a second.
I wasn't just going to turn everything off.
Just cut your lights off.
Fuck you guys. I have a chair to make. I only have 14 more hours left in this day.
Okay, Bananas. This is just going to be a Bananas podcast. Okay, I'm a Black African Muslim woman. A white man's nonsense doesn't faze me. I believe she's talking about you and that side conversation that...
I don't like this Black Twitter one bit.
And Xerxes says, do you still live in Africa? Banana says, yeah, I'm Tanzanian. Tanzania, she said.
Oh, okay.
Banana says, right now. So, wow. Shout out to Tanzania. Hell yeah.
Worldwide. That's fantastic. That's wonderful. We still going to go though, Bananas. But again, if you're interested, there's a lot of stuff you can read, a lot of stuff you can watch. So kudos.
You know what I forgot to do? The last episode, I said I was going to put on that Eats Pace segment.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. We were talking about how we are now accepting 2-minute stand-up submissions to open for me on April 15th, the audience will decide who gives the best 2 minutes of stand-up. And when I say that, you could be doing stand-up, you can record 2 minutes in a club, or never have done it, be in your house and record exactly 2 minutes, and I'll listen to that as well. We're going to have some fun. You'll open for the show. Then I'll have a professional that can fix any damage you've done, so I'm not too worried, and then it'll be me. But we've done this in the past, and it's always a lot of fun. So send your 2-minute submission. To people ask you, what do you send? How do you send it? How do you think you send it? Facts. So anyway, you send a 2-minute submission. You got to figure out that hard part. Just tell me the answer. I won't. That's your barrier. Figure out how to send it to info@keithandthegirl.com. I'll get it. I'll play it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Somebody 1 year cheated and I caught them. They were putting in fake votes And I kind of fuck with him on the air. So we'll put that at the end of the show. Meanwhile, Shalewa, what should people know about you? I know your albums. I think those are fucking fantastic.
Thank you.
The albums are So You Just Out Here and Don't Reach in the Bag is the solo show. The album again, So You Just Out Here. What do they got to know?
I'm a co-host of a weekly podcast where we talk shit about the news. Huh, heard of it?
Oh,
and
like it.
It's called The War Report, and I do it with Gastor Almonte.
Okay.
And we've been doing it like 2 years, and we just keep forgetting to tell people. So
they're excited for you to hear it now.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's always news.
It's always news, and you know, like it's topical, so you can jump in at any point. And I'm on all the social media at Silky Jumbo, all one word, traditional spelling. And from there, you can find links to all the other things. But yeah, that's what's going on with me.
I bet. Does this work? If you Google Hemda, you get me. If you Google Shalewa, do you get you?
I may be the top Shalewa right now, which is wild because it's a fairly popular Nigerian name. Mm. But I may be the top one if you Google me. I'll definitely auto-populate. What the fellas? Anyway,
I auto-populate.
So, yeah.
Somehow Bananas is saying this talk is anti-Semitic. Another Googleable word.
Stop rewarding bad behavior. Shalewa, thank you again for your time. You're a blessing from heaven. That's it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com. All right. Anyway, this champion's been waiting long enough on the phone. Let's get right to him. Eats paste.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. Let me say this. I sent sent him a little email last night, and here's what I wrote him. First, let me say what an honor it is to announce that you, Eats Paste, have won the stand-up competition this year. Boom! Nice job, buddy. Barring anything strange happening between now and 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time and nothing new happened, you are far and away the leader, and I want to say congratulations. Plan on performing 5 minutes on stage to get the party started April 15th and be proud of yourself for showing that you have what it takes. We'll announce this on Thursday's show, which takes place at blah, blah, blah. I'd like to announce it at the beginning of the show. Are you down for a call? And he raids back, oh, shit. So I write back, that's right, good job, but seriously, are you around for a call? He says, yeah, I'll be around. Here's the number. Thanks, buddy. I'm going to go throw up now. Yeah, congratulations. You won by a vast lead. You're everybody's stand-up favorite, and you're going to be on stage and showing people what you got.
Thank you. I thought it felt like a form letter, sort of.
That I send out once a year?
Yeah. You just scratch my name off and put somebody else's next year.
What would you like to say to everybody that voted for you?
You've made a very big mistake.
That's right.
And I hope I don't let you down. Yeah, this was a bad idea.
You
start over.
And also, I would see you would write in your post, you're like, vote Angie. You liked her. Like, you're still, you still want to compete. But hey, if somebody asks Pace doesn't even say vote for me. You think that was kind of the thing in, what was that movie? Miracle on 34th Street, where whatever store it was, Macy says, hey, we don't have it, but go to this store. And they said, hey, vote for Angie. Go vote for Angie. Fuck them. I'm coming here with paste for my jokes. Maybe. I wonder if that helped you. I don't know. Did you tell your wife you won?
I did. And she was like, oh, good for you. You know, she thinks that Keith and the Girl is a Star Trek convention. I think I've told you that.
Right.
So she wants really nothing to do with it. So she was kind of uninvited. Well, she's not officially invited to even go in April. She didn't listen to any of my stand-up last year, and she didn't listen to any of my submissions this year, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah, they really dug you, man. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you cheated. How many people do you think voted for you?
Well, how many listeners? I have no idea. I couldn't start. But you said, I think the difference between me and Angie had to be less than one vote.
Well, I'm
it
saying,
had to be.
Well, we could probably think about it, right? Like, think about how many people voted for you. Let's think. How many fake accounts did you create? Because I know you cheated.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, please. No.
I know you cheated, Paste.
I don't know how to game the system. This system is ungameable.
Brother Love sent him an email also. It said, my brother, you know how Brother Love writes, I just want to personally congratulate you on kicking ass. Please don't tell Keith I know. He had to add that. Who else would have told him? Just feel like I am in your loop on this, and I'm so psyched to have helped. See you in a minute. Ow! Brother Love finally embracing the ow. Thanks, buddy. Pastro back. Keith made it sound as if you were offended that I sent it to you back when I was talking about earlier when I said Paste is trying to, you know, drum up votes. I sent it to you and was trying to swing your vote. I assure you that was not my intent for a second. I wish I was that clever. You're racist. So who tuned you in? Firefighter Chick? See you in April. I wish I was that clever. I was a liar when I was a kid. I would constantly lie about stupid fucking things. Like, I told people I owned a four-wheeler, you know, when I was going to be a four-wheeler professional rider. I would jump buses on with bikes. Just the dumb fucking lie. So I could tell when somebody's lying. And you know another thing that people say when they're constant liar? I wish I was that clever. Oh, I wish I even thought to cheat on votes.
Did you say constant liar? As in, like, all the time?
When I was a kid, yes, I was a chronic liar.
Chronic liar?
Yeah, how are you twisting this around? I was a child. How old are you, Eats Paste?
I'm 40 years old.
I was a child. You are a 40-year-old grown adult cheating in a contest, in a stand-up contest. And Emmy, of course, puts the pictures up from day to day. I'm going to put the pictures up of the proof of you cheating and making up all these accounts to vote for yourself.
You're serious.
I am dead serious. You are a liar and an attempted thief to steal this contest away from somebody. And you being sad will not dissuade the way I feel about this. I have the proof, and I know that you cheated, and you should just admit it.
What are you talking about, Keith Malley?
I know that you cheated between Jeremy, her brother Michael, and myself. Without question, we figured out your game. Do you wonder, like, looking at the forums, that nobody's really rooting for Eats Paste, but Eats Paste is far and away in the lead? It's the silent majority, I guess. If I say, let me tell you something. Not only do you not win, obviously not. The contest isn't even over. But not only do you not win, no year will I ever allow you to win. And if one year I say, hey, you know what? It's been a while and Paste is okay. You can try out this year for the contest. Try to remember this right now. I am fucking with you. You will never be able to perform.
Okay.
I do not trust you, and everything out of your mouth is suspect. You're a 40-year-old grown adult, and you're sticking to your guns that you didn't cheat in a silly stand-up. I can't have contests with nobody!
Keith!
Yes.
Holy shit! How could I have possibly fucking cheated?
I wish I was that smart.
Dude! If I wanted to send my submission to people that wanted to sway your vote, why didn't I send it to?
You know that's not what I'm talking about. You cheated by making fake accounts, which we're gonna show that match all of your the four different IPs that you used. I don't have to tell you. You know you were there. All right. We got to move on because you're not going to admit it now, but you'll have to admit it eventually. I know that you cheated and that nobody did anything weird. Nobody cheated on your behalf to make you look bad or anything. I'm trying to make up things that so you don't waste my time with excuses. That's all. But I know you did it. We all know.
Well,
okay.
Shit.
You're still a good guy. You just wanted to go up and perform and you tried to do whatever it takes. Just know that I'm smarter than you. And that you won't get away with it. Please don't kill all of us, okay?
Right on.
All right, thank you, buddy.
But,
yes. Yes, what is it, buddy?
I'll have to see. I need to see what you... All right.
All right. Go tell your wife the news.
Have a good one.
All right, later, buddy. There you have it.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god.